Focus on flowers.
Slugs provide food for fireflies, snakes, and toads, but unfortunately they also enjoy munching on many of our flowering plants. While their predators, which also include wild birds, ducks, geese, chickens, and turtles, love them, we don't. During times of drought, they're not a problem, but when it rains, these ubiquitous slimy creatures slide through our gardens. To control them, we can resort to chemicals, traps, barriers, or picking them off our plants by hand, which is an especially nasty business. Anything gritty or difficult for them to slide over can be used as a barrier around flowering plants, and the most popular trap appears to be a container of beer buried below ground level. The poet Sharon Olds describes her reaction to slugs in the following way. When I was a connoisseur of slugs, I would part the ivy leaves and look for the naked jelly of those gold bodies, translucent strangers, glistening along the stones slowly, their gelatinous bodies at my mercy. Made mostly of water, they would shrivel to nothing if they were sprinkled with salt, but I was not interested in that. What I liked was to draw aside the ivy, breathe the odor of the wall, and stand there in silence until the slug forgot I was there and sent its antenna up out of its head, the glimmering umber horns rising like telescopes. While slugs may be fascinating to some, I would much prefer to look at a flower. This is Moya Andrews, and today we focused on slugs.